This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judge blocked Texas from enforcing its revamped voter identification law, ruling that the state legislator's attempt to loosen the law did not go far enough and perpetuated discrimination against black and Hispanic voters. As a result of previous court rulings, the state could be forced to undergo federal oversight of its election. Journalists are increasingly worried about violence and physical attacks in the wake of continued attacks by President Trump that they are sick and anti-American. The Energy Department has a study out of the electric grid that says cheap natural gas is the primary culprit behind dozens of coal and nuclear plant closings in recent years. Renewables and expanding regulations are only secondary factors, says the study, which suggests more research investment can help the grid adapt better to increasing wind and solar power. The United Nations Committee for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination said it was disturbed by the failure at the highest political level of the United States of America to unequivocally reject and condemn the racist, violent events and demonstrations that it said are led by groups of white nationalists, neo-Nazis, and the Ku Klux Klan. The committee warned that this failure could fuel the proliferation of racist discourse and incidents in the U.S. Judges can be Facebook friends with lawyers who appear before them, a state appeals court in Miami ruled. Web hosting company DreamHost said a request by federal prosecutors for information about people who use a website to plan protests during President Donald Trump's inauguration was too broad and could chill legal political activity. Prosecutors investigating Inauguration Day rioting then amended their warrant that originally demanded more than 1.3 million IP addresses from the Los Angeles tech company and said they're focusing on about 200 people who are already facing charges. American Express said it settled allegations by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that its actions harmed more than 200,000 customers in U.S. territories between 2005 and 2015 as it charged higher interest rates, offered less attractive rebates and promotional offers, and impose stricter standards for credit score cutoffs and debt forgiveness. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.